fascinating that Tarawih Salat, the 28th Parah was recited. The first surah is Surah Mujadala, and one speciality of the surah is that every ayat is 22 verses here, and every ayat in the surah has got the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the only surah in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is found in every single ayat of the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that a person who is oppressed, we should be very, very careful, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears the words of the oppressed person. Yeah, especially the wife came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to complain. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, I couldn't even hear the words, I couldn't hear her speaking to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So softly she was speaking. But Allah sent from the heavens, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ. Allah has heard the words of that lady who has come to fight you regarding a certain matter regarding her husband. He had given her a certain kind of divorce. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears the call of the oppressed person. And in here also in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining that people who are in charge, they are responsible, whether it's a country, whether it's an institution, or whether it's a masjid committee, etc. Certain of their principles and guidelines, they must take out time to redress the complaint of those who are oppressed. Here this lady was oppressed, she comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gives time for her, and he listens to her complaint. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offers a solution after that. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that a person must always have this in his mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah knows very, very well whatever is happening in the heavens and the earth. If there are three people speaking quietly, Allah is the fourth in the group. If there are five people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sixth. If there are any numbers less or any numbers more, إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كَانُوا. Allah is with them wherever they may be. Allah knows everything what is happening. ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will inform them exactly what actions they have done on the day of Qiyamah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Allah has full knowledge of every single thing. And this is the yaqeen which has to come into a person, that Allah is watching us at every moment. When this comes into a person, then inshallah to stay away from sin, to do every kind of good action becomes very easy for a person. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that when a person is speaking, we should be very particular, not speaking quietly of guna and sin, of enmity going against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when we are speaking quietly also, the only object must be, we are speaking of goodness, piety, encouraging people towards deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the adab and etiquette of a gathering. When we are sitting in a gathering, then if somebody wants space, a person must give space for a person. By means of adab and etiquette, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا مِنْكُمْ. Allah will raise a person. Allah will honor a person. مَنْ تَوَاذَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ. The person humbles himself for Allah's pleasure, Allah will raise that person. Allah will honor that person. And especially the people of knowledge, Allah will give them, because of adab and respect which they show, Allah will give them high, high ranks. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that when we have a mashwara, a gathering, it's a country, anywhere, ensure that those people who Allah has engaged upon them, the kuffar and the hypocrites, a person keeps them very, very far away from the gatherings. Allah's help will not be with those people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are two groups. One is Hizbullah and one is Hizbul Shaitan. Hizbul Shaitan, they are the ones in complete loss, the army and group of Shaitan. And they make a person forget the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They themselves forget the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they go against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the most disgraced people. On the other hand is the people of Iman. They should ensure they do not have these people, even if they are family members, but to have extreme love for them and to give them the secrets of the Muslims is completely incorrect. And Allah Ta'ala says, you will not find a people who believe in Allah in the day of Qiyamah having love for those people who go against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if it's their own fathers, their own sons, their own brothers, their own family members. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in the battle of Badr, we had Umar radiallahu anhum told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our own family members, we must kill them. It was not accepted the mashwara, but they showed the jazba and the desire of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They were prepared to get rid of their own parents, their own children also, because they were going against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's time, easy for us to understand, we cannot have love for those people who go against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the film stars, all the sports players, cricket players, soccer players who have become our idols and our gods. A person who will abstain will not show love for those people. He doesn't have contact with them. Allah has promised for great bounties here. أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Allah will write in their hearts Iman. A person who stays away, he has got the love for the pious people and not the love for the wrong people. Allah will write in their hearts Iman. وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help and assist them with their ruh, or either with the angels. They will come and assist a person, inspire a person always with goodness. And Allah will enter them into Jannah, in which they will remain forever and forever. And Allah will be happy with them, and they will be happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says that this is the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are the 100% successful people. So we must become of the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever a person loves, it must be only for Allah's pleasure. Whoever a person hates also must be only for Allah's pleasure. This is a sign of perfect iman within a person. The next surah is Surah Hashr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the causes, how Allah makes the nation rise. When they will follow the commands of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will give them a rise. The Banu Nadir were a very, very powerful tribe. and it seemed that no one could ever remove them. They had the whole of Medina Munawwara under their control. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created such asbab and means that these people in a short period of time, such fear overcame in their heart, and eventually the Muslims overpowered them, dominated them, and they were actually banished from Medina Munawwara because of the treachery which they showed towards the Muslim people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if a person holds firm unto deen, Allah will help him against his enemies in amazing, amazing ways. Thereafter, a lot of money came into the hands of the Muslims. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this money is not the wealth of the Muslims. There was no jihad, no fighting taking place. This goes into Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hands. And the money must not become in a few people's hands, which is a capitalistic system. Allah has made a system in the world where money must be fairly distributed, even amongst the poor people. For example, if people are giving their zakat, in one hadith it comes, if all the Muslims give their zakat, there won't be any poor Muslims left in the world. What a system Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. So Allah does not want money must remain in the hands of a few people only, but money must be distributed. A person can work also, earn his own money, and together with that he must look after the needs of the poor people. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this money, who will it go to? There are three groups Allah mentions. The first group is the muhajireen, those who left their homes for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second are the ansar, who gave preference to their brothers over their own selves, even if they had hunger within themselves. But they gave preference to the other muhajireen. Allah says these are two groups. And the third group are those people who come after them, and they make dua for those people. It is there's only two groups, the muhajireen and ansar, the sahaba radiallahu anhum. And if you want to be amongst them, you have to make dua for them. You have to have good thoughts in your heart about them. Those people who do not have dislike for the sahaba radiallahu anhum, they are actually out of the group of the people of iman. They are not, which the great imams have mentioned under this ayat, they are actually not, Allah has not regarded them as the people of iman. What dua must a person make? رَبَّنَا اخْفِلْ لَنَا وَالْإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِمَانِ. Oh Allah, forgive us and forgive our brothers, sahaba radiallahu anhu, our brothers and all our pious predecessors who have passed us with iman. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And in our hearts, do not create any malice for the people of iman. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. You are most kind, most merciful. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Islamic country will come down, Islamic rule will come down when there is munafiqs and hypocrites amongst people. And this has happened throughout Islamic history. It was always the Shia group especially. Allama Kashmir rahmatullahi says, if you study the history of Islam, you will find whenever Islamic state went down, it was always because of the munafiqs together with the kuffar. They worked together. And in most cases, it was the Shias. And unfortunately, in this century, it was the Salafis who joined together with the British and they destroyed the Islamic Khilafat. So it was always the munafiqs amongst the Muslim people who destroy Islam and they cause harm to the Islamic state. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the munafiqin and hypocrites, that how outwardly they are staying with the Muslims, but they are always trying to cause harm to the Muslims, and they join with the kuffar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the example is like shaitan, when he tells a person to become a kafir and disbeliever. But when a person becomes a disbeliever, then shaitan runs away from him, and shaitan leaves him. These people have got cowardliness within themselves. They will never be faithful to any person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the dhal and the mudil, those who are misguiding others, and those who are misguided, they will both be in the fire of Jahannam. You, O people of Iman, ittaqullah. You have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how will a person get this? وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. Every person must think and ponder, what has he sent forward for tomorrow? Tomorrow is the day of Qiyamah. Why is the day of Qiyamah called tomorrow? Tomorrow is something which is yaqeeni, which is definitely going to take place. Similarly, the day of Qiyamah is definitely going to take place. Another reason is that tomorrow is very, very close. Tomorrow is like coming now, it's tomorrow already. So Allah Ta'ala is saying that the day of Qiyamah also is very, very close. Do not delay and wait. I'll prepare tomorrow. Tomorrow is the time your mort might come, your death might come. So start preparing from now. Wattaqullah. And abstain from all gunas and sins. Because Allah is watching exactly what action a person is doing. And do not be like those people who are unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eventually Allah made their brain such, they forgot their own benefit, their own what's good for themselves, when they forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the people of Jannah and the people of Jahannam in this worldly life also, and in the life of the year after, they can never be equal. Those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will always be successful in this world. They have to hold firm onto the Quran Sharif. How will a person hold on firm onto the Quran Sharif? He has to understand the azmat and the greatness of the Quran Sharif. The Quran is so powerful. If it has to come onto a mountain, you will see the whole mountain shuddering. You have to understand the great grandeur of the Quran Sharif, then only you will practice upon the Quran Sharif. How will you understand the grandeur of the Quran Sharif? You will have to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah mentions his sifat and qualities. When a person understands who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, then a person will understand the Quran. And then a person will understand the greatness of the Quran. Then he will follow the Quran. And then Allah will give them success. The Muslims will always remain successful. The next surah is Surah Mumtahina, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions four reasons why a person must not have friendship with the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kuffar and disbelievers who try to cause harm to Islam. Number one, aduwi, ya my enemy. Allah ta'ala says, whoever is my enemy, you must not have friendship with them. Number two, who are your enemies? They cause harm to you people. Number three, they do not believe, they are not prepared to accept. They make kufr, disbelief in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has come, the Quran Sharif. And number four, yukhrijuna ar-rasul wa iyyakum. They take out and expel the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers from their homes. They're not make allowing them to practice on the deen of Islam. So because of this fear, you must not become their bosom friends and help and assist them. And if you are thinking that I will get some wealth from them or some benefit from them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember the day of Qiyamah, that they will never ever benefit you. Look at the example of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. His father did not want him to remain steadfast on deen. Eventually Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam completely leaves him. Allah says, it's a beautiful example for that. But if you remain steadfast, it does not mean you must not show good akhlaq and character to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who do not fight you regarding your deen, they don't expel you from your houses. No problem, you can show akhlaq to them. You must be just to them, kind to them, bring them and win them towards Islam. But those people who are causing you to turn away from deen, not to remain firm on deen, and they are not they're not accepting Islam, and they are causing harm to your deen, then you must not become their friends. You must stay away from them. And soon Allah gives a glad tidings. Asallahu ayyaj'ala baynakum wa bayna alladhina adaytum minhum mawadda. Soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create love amongst you people. Allah will give them iman. If you are steadfast and you continue making dua and effort, majority of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they broke off from their family members, but they continued making dua, giving dawah to those people, and majority of them eventually accepted came into the fold of Islam. So this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a person remains steadfast. The next three surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three jamaats and three groups. If these three groups are correct, then the whole Muslim ummah will rise. The first group is the group of the mujahideen. They must be prepared to sacrifice their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the kuffar will try always to extinguish the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their propaganda. But Allah will complete his deen in the world. But on condition that the people of the mujahideen, those are prepared to sacrifice their lives, and they remain steadfast on this year, and they will have the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the greatest business, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which will save a person from the azab, the painful punishment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant people success and victory in this world and in the akhirah, very very high stages. Allah ta'ala says, become the helpers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he told his people, who will help me and assist me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen? So we also must become the helpers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we cannot make jihad today, at least we can make dua for the mujahideen and those who are sacrificing their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those other efforts of deen which are calling people towards deen, the work of da'wah and tabligh, etc., we should try to join and participate in them and call the people towards deen. The second jamaat which has to be correct is a group of the ulama-i kiram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this surah here the great duties which they have got. They were calling in the path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will have to teach the people the ayats of the Quran Sharif, and they will have to make tazkiyah and purify the people from their spiritual sicknesses, and they will have to explain to them the Quran Sharif and the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the duty of the ulama, and they must not become like the Jews who are just carrying books on their backs and were not prepared to make amal and to act upon their deen. And like the Jews were not prepared to die, an alim of deen, he's prepared to sacrifice his life for deen also. He knows if I go to the year after, I'm going to get far, far greater reward in the year after. And a special time when a person, the alim of deen, must stand up and encourage and mobilize the Muslim ummah is at the time of Jumu'ah. That is why the time of Jumu'ah people are called to the masjid. You all must come for salat. And you must listen to the dhikr of Allah, the khutbah which is taking place, the advices and the siyat which are given there. And one special thing which is given here, قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهُ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ. The duty of the ulama to explain to the people that whatever is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far, far better than all the things of this world, all the wealth of this world, and the futilities of this world. Turn your attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one important point, turning the attention of the people towards akhirat and the year after. And the third jamaat which has to be there proper is the businessman. Those who are spending their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they must not have the qualities of hypocrites who want fame and status, and they only got a lot of love for money, and they are not prepared to spend the money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the qualities of the hypocrites. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Let not your wealth and your children divert you from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do this, you will be in complete loss. Spend your money in the path of Allah. We have given you that money, and you spend that money before your death comes to you. Because when death comes to a person, he will say, لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Oh Allah, give me a small chance. Let me delay me for a short while. فَأَتْصَدَّقَ. Then I will accept everything. I will أَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. I'll be a pious person now. Now I'll be obedient to you. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. When the time of death comes, Allah will not delay for any person. Person left to leave this world. So do not delay till that time. Spend your money for the upliftment of deen, for the preservation of deen. If these three groups are correct, And ulama, Mulan Ahmad Lahori Rahmatullah has mentioned, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give rise to the deen of Islam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Yawm al-Taghabun, the Surah Taghabun, the day of loss, which is the day of Qiyamah. When people will see on the day of Qiyamah how much of loss they had suffered in this world. That one majlis and gathering which they said, they did not take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it'll be a means of hasrat and sadness for a person. But why that 1 second I wasted? He never did make guna and sin also. He just sat in the gathering. Allah's name was not taken in the gathering. The name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not taken. It'll be tiratun yawm al-qiyamah. It'll be a means of loss for a person on the day of Qiyamah. I could have earned so much, but unfortunately I lost out. So this is the day which a person must prepare. And in this world he will have some examinations. Your children will be an examination, your wives will be an examination. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you must be aware of them also, but you must overlook them. They will have mistakes and weaknesses, but doesn't mean a person now must divorce them and be completely separated from them. No, you must overlook them, forgive them, but you continue to remember that they are examination and trial for you. You must not break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in the next surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in surah Talaq the rights of the family members, and Allah ta'ala is showing the hukukul ibad, rights of family members. Is that sufficient for a person to be in deen only? And a person says, I'm only doing hukukullah, fulfilling the rights of Allah Ta'ala. But they are rights of fellow human beings. So much so, even if you're giving talaq to your wife, they are rights she has got also. Now, it's the last straw you are breaking off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the rights of talaq also. How a person must give talaq, what are the laws regarding it? And the main thing which is mentioned in the surah over and over again, to fulfill the rights of people is to have the quality of taqwa. Because when a person is at home, there's no police force to look after a person. The zulam and oppression which he can do on his wife, he can do what he wants to. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the only way is when a person has taqwa in his heart, he understands Allah is watching him. And look at the great bounties which Allah has promised. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. You have got the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make out a way for a person. Allah will give him rosy and sustenance from where he never ever thought possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Allah will make his matters very, very easy for him. And Allah will forgive his sins. Allah will increase his thawabs. Small actions he will do, he will get great, great rewards. This is on the basis of taqwa and piety. So this is what must be created within a person's home. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions how we must fulfill the rights of our wives. Expenditure for them, you have to fulfill that amount also exactly according to a person's status. And those people in the past who were not prepared to fulfill the rights of servants, فَذَاقَتْ وَبَالَ أَمْرِهَا, eventually they have to take punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them. And on the other hand, those who are prepared to accept, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them Jannat, which Allah says, جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, where they will remain forever and forever. Allah has prepared for such people. So a person has to fulfill their rights. The last surah is Surah Tahrim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you are fulfilling their rights, do not go on the other extreme also. What Allah has made halal, you make it haram. What Allah has made haram, you make it halal. You have to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's your first obligation and duty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. O people of Iman, together with fulfilling their rights, save yourselves and your family members from the fire of Jahannam. Like how you are worried about saving your children from the fire of this world. They're putting their finger inside a plug point and they can get choked and burnt. You are worried. You put something to protect them, prevent them. You pull the finger out. You are worried about the fire of this dunya. To a greater extent, be worried about the fire of Jahannam. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. The fuel of Jahannam is human beings and stones. And they are severe, very, very powerful angels. Harsh and very, very severe and powerful. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. They will never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are doing whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded them. Are you prepared to go there? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O people of Iman, توبوا إلى الله توبة النسوحة. You make tawbah and you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. In your heart you are sincere that Allah want to change my life. Soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. And Allah will enter you into Jannah. And the person, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who have got Iman in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they won't be disgraced. They'll be, whatever actions they have done will turn into nur and light for them. It'll help them in the grave also. It'll be a light for them in their heart in this world. It'll guide them on the right path. In the grave it'll be a light for them. On the day of Qiyamah, on the pool Sirat, when it will take a person over the bridge of Sirat, that light will help and assist a person. And in the darkness of the day of Qiyamah, it'll help and assist a person. So this is the nur and a light a person must get. And the last page Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that no matter who your family members are, but every person has to worry about himself. He cannot rest that my other family person is pious, so I'm also going to get jannah because of that. We have to, every person has to make effort. The example is given of Nuh alayhi salam and Lut alayhi salam's wives. They were disbelievers. The husbands were Anbiya alayhi salam. It was permissible for them in their ummah to get married. Because they will enter Jahannam, even though the husbands were Anbiya alayhi salam. On the other hand, you get Firaun's wife, Asiya. She, the biggest zalim and oppressor she was married to, but she had Iman within herself and she got the highest levels of Jannah. So every single person has to look within himself. How can I be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make effort? Then we have to worry about ourselves, worry about our family members and the whole ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us all tawfiq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, we will recite a hadith on the virtues of dhikr. عن ليث رضي الله عنه قال قال عيسى بن مريم عليه السلام أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أثقل الناس في الميزان ذلت ألسنتهم بكلمة ثقلت على من كان قبلهم لا إله إلا الله رواه الأصفهاني في الترغيب. حضرت ليث رضي الله عنه سے مروی ہے کہ حضرت عیسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام فرماتے ہیں کہ محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی امت کے اعمال حشر کی ترازو میں اس لیے سب سے زیادہ بھاری ہیں کہ ان کی زبانیں ایک ایسے کلمہ کے ساتھ مانوس ہے جو ان سے پہلی امتوں پر بھاری تھا، وہ کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ ہے. حضرت عیسیٰ علیہ السلام had said, the deeds of the ummah of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be reckoned weightiest on the day of judgment, because their tongues shall be accustomed to the recitation of a kalima which was found too hard by the nations of previous anbiya alayhi salam. The kalima is la ilaha illallah. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam had said, the deeds of the ummah of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be reckoned weightiest on the day of judgment, because their tongues shall be accustomed to the recitation of a kalima which was found too hard by the nations of previous anbiya alayhi salam. The kalima is la ilaha illallah. Inshallah, keeping us hadith in mind, let us make our dhikr.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم، تلمراه جايك ميدانه، توهتو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آبغن، درد دل خیر سے بالکل ہی اتر جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدل. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر آئے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و ناماسیہ، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. اب تو رہے بس تعلم آخر، ورد زبان اے میرے الہ. اس دنیا میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی، جن و انس و حور و ملائک، عرش و کرسی، چرخ و زمین، کون مکہ میں لائے کہ سجدہ تیرے سوائے نور مبین. کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ. مجھ کو سراپا ذکر بنا دے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا, نکلے میرے ہر بن منہ سے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا. اب تو کبھی چھوڑے بھی نہ چھوٹے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا, حلق سے نکلے سانس کے بدلے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا. اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ. یار رہے یار اب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں, مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں. ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں, ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں. اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ. نعرہ مستانہ خوش میائے دم تابت جانا چھنی می بائے دم, اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شنو. اللہ ایچھے شیری نستے نام شیر و شکر میش و جانم تمام. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. الله 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 الله. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. الله 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 الله.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.